George and George. May I help you?
Is Alvin there?
Yes, this is him.
Alvin, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. My wife was in there yesterday buying some safety gargles in there. She bought them so she could use them with a hand grinder. She uses to polish river rocks and make concho belts out of them and such. Listen, my boy Raymond got hold of them last night. Thought he'd look pretty good in them safety gargles and thought he'd get out there and hot rod his car up and down the street. Put them daggum things on and apparently, that periphery vision wasn't very good, and he cut a corner too fast and mowed down some folks' mailbox. I was hoping y'all just go ahead and pay for them, since it's y'all's gargle's fault.
Who is this, you say?
This is Roy Mercer. It wasn't just a regular mailbox, Elvin. It was one of them fancy music mailboxes. Had the folks' names on it and glitter ink and played Mr. Postman when you put the flag up.
I don't feel like that could be our fault.
Well, it's your damn gargle's fault. They didn't say anywhere on them he couldn't wear them when he was driving his car.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
It weren't very safe as far as I'm concerned. I guarantee it, so I need to come down there sometime here in the next hour or so and get about $90 out of y'all, because they're going to have to order that thing again from the Finger Hut catalog.
From the what catalog?
It's a Finger Hut catalog. They got doodads and such in there, nose hair trimmers and the
music. We don't guarantee any goggles, sir.
Well, it's your gargle's fault, and I'm getting $90 out of somebody down there. I'm
whipping. Well, that's your opinion. That ain't anybody else's.
Well, then how'd you like an ass whooping?
A what?
An ass whooping.
Well, if you think you can do it, well, I suppose you'll have to try it.
I know I can do it. How big a fella are you?
Not very big.
Well, it won't take me too long, then. You might want to strap on some of them safety gargles of your own. See how good they are for you.
Well, I have to have glasses. I can't wear goggles.
Well, you might want to take them off.
I don't usually
hit a man with glasses on, but I'd hit him with them gargles on, dadgummit.
Yeah.
They weren't no more safety gargles than the man in the moon.
What do you think safety goggles are supposed to do?
Well, by God, they're supposed to keep you safe as far as I know.
No, I think you got to get prescription glasses if you're going to do that.
He don't need prescription glasses. He thought it made him look like that Mario Andrusi. It ain't funny.
Well, no, I'm not laughing.
He tore that mailbox up, and then, folks, it's my neighbors, and they's pretty PO'd about it. You going to be there all day?
No, I got to go to a funeral here pretty
quick. Well, why don't you leave an envelope with $90 and Roy Mercer's name on it out there, and I just come by and pick it up today.
No, I don't have a habit of giving 90 bucks away.
Well, then I'm getting all ready to come over there and whip your dadgum ass.
Well, we better have the police in there.
There ain't going to be no police in there. It won't take that long.
Well.
You don't back up what you sell?
Not anything like that.
Well, by God.
Might go to the factory that made them.
No, I'm coming down to you. You can deal with the dadgone factory.
This is somebody I know. I can't place who your voice is.
This is Roy damn Mercer's who it is.
Well, I never heard of Roy Mercer.
Well, by God, you're getting ready to find out. I'm going to give you a five-knuckle introduction.
Well, that might be the thing to do.
I guarantee you. Or I tell you what, if you want to, you can just make a check out to the folks' mailbox that was tore up.
Man, I don't think I'd do that.
Well, it's Donna Ritchie is who it was.
Oh, Donna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Donna.
That's a laugh of relief if I ever heard one.
Well, that's pretty good. I'll admit that.
Yeah,
I hope I didn't say anything that made you mad.
Is Donna a friend of yours or what?
Well, she works here.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, still.